Now, Prime Minister had a one-on-one with one of the planet's more controversial operators, sat down with the Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte, who has led a war on drugs, of course, that has left thousands dead.
There have been various attempts for there to be oversight into some of the executions that have occurred. Our view is that that number of deaths certainly requires investigation and oversight, at the very least.
So can the publicity and pressure from world leaders at a meeting like ASEAN change the way Duterte runs his country? Christina Palabay is the Secretary General of the Alliance for the Advancement of People's Rights in the Philippines and is with us. Good morning.
Good morning to you too, Mike.
What would your expectation be of the meeting?
Well, for one, since the new Prime Minister of New Zealand is a known progressive, well, we hope that she will raise the statement issued by New Zealand and other countries, I think 38 other countries, during the United Nations Human Rights Council session last September, expressing concern on the human rights situation in the country. And convince or persuade the president to rethink his strategy with regards to the war on drugs.
Do you think the international pressure will actually make any difference to a guy like Duterte?
Well, I think so, because he has acted upon international pressure in the past, including that of continuing peace talks with the National Democratic Front of the Philippines. And he recently backtracked with a policy on assigning the Philippine National Police, that is our police force, as the lead agency in implementing his war on drugs. He has, you know, changed his mind about it after a European Union delegation of parliamentarians came here in the country. So I guess international pressure should be kept, should be sustained so that there will be continuous momentum of the calls for human rights causes.
Does it help or not help, given on what side you are, that Trump actually seems to like him and Trump is the head of one of the most powerful countries in the world?
Well, of course, that is a concern for a progressive, for the progressive movement here in the country, because the U.S. and the Philippines has a long-standing relationship regarding military aid and other neoliberal policies. With Trump apparently pursuing U.S. support for Duterte, then it's a go for it's a continuation of the previous policies that the U.S. has had with the Philippines.
Christina, appreciate your time. Christina Palabay out of the Philippines for us this morning. The meeting lasted, as it turns out, 10 minutes. Duterte told Ardern that he was only meeting with her because officials told him he had to. And then he regaled her with some fascinating stories about his time as mayor and trying to import some fish from New Zealand and running into biosecurity laws. And that was the end of that.